Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Ayin Resh Beis. We are on the bottom of page 98. Siman Ayin Resh Beis is Al Eza Yayin Mekachin, on which wine we can make Kiddush. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Ein Mekachin Al Yayin Shereicho Ro. One cannot make Kiddush on wine that has a bad smell. Even though the smell and the taste is of wine, since it smells bad, you cannot make Kiddush on it. You also can't make Kiddush on wine that was left open, that was left revealed. Even nowadays that we're not normally makbid on leaving things revealed, because we don't have snakes around, still for Kiddush, one should not make Kiddush on wine that was revealed. The Rama says, "Ve'ein mekachin al hayayin dereiche chamra v'tamei chalo." One also should not make kiddush on wine that only smells like wine, but it tastes like vinegar. In that case, the Rama says you should not make kiddush on it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sikkot and Aleph, "Ein mekachin." This is going on the first case of the Mechaber that you can't make kiddush on wine that smells bad. Afilu ein lo yayin acher, even if you have no other wine. Vafilu b'diyeved im kiddush mashma medivei haramban shuva b'beis yosef de lo yotza. And even b'diyeved, if you made the kiddush on the wine that smells bad and you have no other wine, it's mashma from the ramban that you're not yotze. V'ayin bebir halacha. V'imutr lahavdil al hayayin kaze, ayin bechidushi rabbi kiv'eger shemistapik baze. In terms of havdola, can you make havdola on wine that smells bad? That is a suffek to rabbi kiv'eger. V'linire poshet hadover l'isser. Says the Chavetz Chaim, to me it's poshet that it's not allowed even for havdola. Kevan shatam hu mishum hakriveyu nolafech asecha. Since the whole reason for not making kiddush on wine that smells bad is because of the pasuk in Malachi that says, are you going to present it to your governor, something that's not so chashev? So Memela, that same svara would apply for Havdalah as well, and therefore says the Chavetz Chaim, it's pasha to him that the Havdalah cannot be made with wine that smells bad either. Afterwards I saw the Berke Yosef says as well, b'shem the Sefer Beis Yehuda, that you cannot make Havdalah on wine that smells bad. And it's obvious that the same din would apply to beer that smells bad, that you would not be allowed to make kiddush on that wine. Sivkaton beis shereicho ra. We're talking about a case of wine that smells bad. It got a little spoiled because it was in a kli that was dirty. It was a kli that was disgusting. And even though if one wants to drink this wine, the appropriate bracha would still be by piragofen. Still, it's usher to make kiddush on it because it's not appropriate to bring such a thing in front of Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Gimel. We said in the Mechaber, you also should not make kiddush on wine that was left Megula, even nowadays that we're not makbid on Gilui. Why are we not makbid nowadays? Zokta Mishabura Mishum She'ein Mitsuyan Etzleinu Nechashim. We don't have found amongst us snakes, and therefore, normally we're not makbid on leaving drinks Megula. Afil Hochi Aser Mishum Akiveo Nolo Fechasecha. Again, it would be Aser to make kiddush on such wine because of this same pasuk that is inappropriate to bring such a present to your governor. It's not appropriate for Hashem. Mio, however, im omad shom u'etes megula, if the wine only stayed for a short amount of time while it was revealed, ein lahakbid ha'idna, one should not be makbid nowadays, kozman shelo nomer tamo v'recho, so long that the taste and the smell did not get ruined, one should not be makbid if it was left open for a short amount of time. The Kosav Achai Odom, the Chai Odom writes, the Dafka b'mokom shayayin biyoker, specifically in a place where wine is expensive, the lokapti kuli hai b'gilui muot, and therefore people are not makbid if it was left revealed for a short amount of time. Avol hamakadosh al hasheicher yezohir b'zeh, but one who's making kiddush on beer, which is not expensive, so therefore one should be careful not to make kiddush on the beer that was left megula. V'nira, and it appears the be'ein lo acher ein lahakbid b'di'eved gam b'sheicher k'mo b'yayin. It appears, says the Chavetz Chaim, that if you have nothing else to make kiddush on, one should not be makbid b'di'eved also on beer, just like by wine. The last point of the sif was the Rama that said that you don't make kiddush on wine that smells like wine and tastes like vinegar, says the Mishabura de Basar Tame Azlinan Ukachalodami. We go after the taste, and since it tastes like vinegar, it's considered vinegar, and therefore you can't make kiddush on it. Ulakach lekamon b'siv gimel, and therefore later on in siv gimel, b'tame chamra, when the taste is like wine, mikadshin olav, you can make kiddush on it, afagav derecho chalo, even though it smells already like vinegar. Vitame chala nikra, what's considered that it smells like vinegar, that tastes like vinegar rather, kol shev ne'odem ne'normalisht osa mishum chamitzuso. Anything that people would hold back from drinking it because of its sourness, that's already considered tasting like vinegar. Ukumo shekosav simen reish dalet siv dalet. Vikosvo achronim, delechinam hetik haramah din zeh, the achronim write that for no reason, for naught, the ramah wrote this din, digam bari piragofen ein mevarachin olav, because on something that tastes like vinegar, the bracha is not even by pragofen, kedisa shom like we went over there, v'kolshe and shem mekachin. If the bracha is already not going to be by pragofen because it's ruined wine, so certainly you're not going to be allowed to make kiddush on it. Now, a couple of points on the sif. Number one, the Sharatzion and Os Vav points out that which the Mishabura said in Sivkot and Dala, v'tame chala, we go after the taste, and therefore it tastes like vinegar, even though it smells like wine, it's no good. This is from the tour. Ubiber hagra hiskim v'das ha-tosos. The gra, however, agrees with the shita of tosos, to hudavra she'eno, this case of the Rama is impossible. Dekevan detame chala, once it tastes already like vinegar, kol shekein derecho nasa chala mikodem. So certainly the smell changed to vinegar before. You can't have a case where it's going to taste like vinegar and still smell like wine, because the smell goes bad first. So if it tastes like vinegar, it must have already gotten a smell of vinegar, and therefore says the Gra like Tosos that this whole halacha of the Ramah is bichlal not nogeya. Let's see a couple of interesting notes on this halacha of drinks that are megula. So if you look at note number 5, V'yayin hamunach b'kli pasuach b'soch aron o mekarir. Let's say you have a bottle of wine that is in an open kli, and it's inside a cabinet or inside a refrigerator. So the Kaf HaChaim writes, she'eno nechsha megula v'lo nifsa v'kach. That's not called megula, and that's not going to passel it. So therefore, a wine that was open, but it was inside some kind of cabinet, or it was inside the fridge, is going to be okay. V'chein das ha'gon of Nissen Karelet, she'oron ha'sogar b'ofen she'en shrotzim yicholam li'kanes elov. An aron, some kind of cabinet that's closed up in a way that shratzim can't get in there. Afilu kli pasuach hanimtza besocho nechshev kemechusa. So he says, like the Kaf HaChaim, that something that's open inside of it is considered closed. Vikasa b'shalan shuvas or litzium, sha'af tamo eno pag b'kach. And also, having it inside the cabinet or the refrigerator, even though the bottle is open, will not ruin the taste. Vikisui shalnir hamunach alakos. Let's say you have a cup of wine and you put a piece of paper to cover it. So the Chazanish says, Shenechshav l'kisui tov, that's considered a good covering. V'ein bazem mishum gilui, that's not a problem of gilui. Let's see one more note on the topic, and that is note number 6. Ulechavchilo kosav hagonor v'yashiv, shiyesh lahakbit shlo lahashir asayayin megula afilu rega. Lechavchilo, one should be makbit not to leave wine revealed even for a moment. Umashikosav kan, and that which we said over here, that if it's revealed for a short amount of time, it's okay. Hurak b'dyevid, says over Yashiv, that's only a din b'dyevid. Certainly, specifically, according to what the Pa'asa Shulchan says, that in Eretz Yisrael we still have snakes that are found, and therefore it makes good sense, like Rav Yashiv is saying, that l'chatchila one should be careful about Yayin Megula. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, Yayin Megito, wine from the vat, Mikachanel, if that's freshly squeezed wine, that's new wine, as we'll see, within the first 40 days of being squeezed out, you can make kiddush on it. V'solcheid odom eshkol shalanofen v'omer olav kiddush hayom. And says the Mechaber afterwards, one can squeeze a cluster of grapes and make kiddush on that wine that comes out of it. Says the Mishabura Sevkotan, hey, you can make kiddush on yayin megito. U'mikomokom mitzvah min amufcha b'yayin yoshan. Even though it's okay to make kiddush on yayin megito, still, the mitzvah min amuvchar is to make kiddush on old wine. V'hainu k'shekvar over olav arboim yom. It's better to make kiddush on yayin yoshan, which means it passed already 40 days. That's l'chadchila, but it is okay also to make Kiddush on the Yayin Megito. Sivkatan Vav, we said you can also squeeze a cluster of grapes before Shabbos and make Kiddush on it. But Zeash Minin Rabusa Tvei. Here the Mechaber is telling me an extra Kiddush. Av Shehu Chodosh Lagamri, even though it's totally freshly squeezed wine. Shezem Mikaro Sheschato Kodem HaShabbos, that you mamish just squeeze out the grapes before Shabbos. Afilu Hachi Mutr Lekadish Alav. Still you are allowed to make Kiddush on this liquid that comes out of the grapes. Now we're going to look at note number 10 and note number 11, very important notes. First of all, note number 10, Hainu davku imacharei shesochet es hanovim sinin es hacharzanim vahazagim mehamitz. That which we're saying in the Mechaber and the Mishabur is explaining it, that you can make Kiddush on freshly squeezed grape juice, that is only if you first filtered out the peels and the pits from the grape juice. Aval and lo synonym, but if you didn't filter them out, Rav Yashiv says, she'ein olav din yayin, it does not get a din of yayin. Kimo shekosav ha-shulchan aruch le'inyon, maga akum ha-usir ha-sayayin. Like the Mechaber tells us in Yerdeya, when it comes to a guy that touches our wine, she'ein nikra yayin at she'meisir mimenu ha-sachartzanim v'hazagim, it doesn't get a shame yayin until you remove the stuff that's inside the pits and the peels. That is point number one. And point number two is note number 11, which discusses making Kiddush on grape juice, which seems to be what we're discussing over here. Freshly squeezed grape juice, the Mechaber is saying, is good for Kiddush. V'af sheyayin ze adayin lo tosas ve'eino mishakiru misameach. And even though this freshly squeezed grape juice is not fermented and it's not intoxicating and it's not misameach, and the Gemara Brachos tells us that the reason why there's a special bracha on wine is because it satisfies and it makes one happy. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach explains, since this freshly squeezed grape juice is fit to become yayin shemisameach after it ferments, and it's already fit for drinking, so chal olav shem yayin miyad le'inyan bracha u'kiddush. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's chal under a regular din of wine right away, l'gabi the bracha and for kiddush. The Shevet Levi writes, she'le'inyan kiddush kosher gam yayin she'enu mesameach. For kiddush, it's kosher to have wine even if it's not mesameach. Kevin shu mipri ha'gofen, since it comes from a vine. V'toras yayin olav, it has a din of yayin. V'rak le'inyan nesochim ne'mar sha'yayin sarach li'os mesameach. This whole idea of wine being mesameach, that's only a din when it comes to the libations. Umitz anovim shebetivo klal enoroi lios yayin machmas talich shemonea tesisa v'kadome. Let's say our present day grape juice that goes through a processing that no longer allows it to ferment. So Ladasa Shals and Shuva Shevet Alevi Kosher Lekiddush Afal Chadchila. Rav Ozner says it's still kosher for Kiddush Lechadchila. The Af Ladasa Gonor Shlomo Zalman Orbach Shetzarach Al Koponim Shiaroy Lios Yayin. And even according to Shlomo Zalman, who said the reason why the freshly squeezed grape juice is okay is because it is fit to ferment and turn into wine. Over here, it's no longer fit to ferment. So still, Kosav Shekevan Shebeshah Harishona Shenotzer Hayoroy Lios Yayin. Since in the beginning, when the wine first came out, it was fit to be turning into regular wine, even though you stopped it by some kind of process that you did, yesh lo din yayin, it still gets a din of yayin, v'lochein gam birchoso boi piragofen, therefore it gets a bracha boi piragofen, kevon shigam achshav huroi lishtoso kamo batchila, since it's also drinkable now like it was in the beginning. Ukezvara zu kosav gam b'shal shivas minchas yitzchak, the minchas yitzchak writes a similar svara, l'gabei mitz anovim shebezmanenu l'gabei our grape juice nowadays, shema ervin bochomrim Hamishamrim Shaloyitzos Vihapoch Liayim. Even though it's mixed with different ingredients that protect it from fermenting and turning into wine, he still says the brachas by Pragofen and you can make Kiddush. Me'idach. A very important Me'idach Das Agon Rav Yashiv She'ein Lo Din Yayin. Rav Yashiv argues, and it makes a lot of sense. He says grape juice does not have a din of Yayin. Kevan Shayom Einu Roy Lios Yayin. Since it's not fit to turn into wine like we've been discussing, says Rav Yashiv, grape juice is not wine, and therefore you are not allowed to be making Kiddush on grape juice, according to Rav Yashiv, as we saw many poskim argue. Obviously, the minhag by many people is to make Kiddush on grape juice, but important to know that according to Rav Yashiv, you cannot make Kiddush on grape juice. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, Mikachin al Yayin shebepi hechavis, you can make Kiddush on the wine that was by the mouth of the barrel, afal pi sheyesh bo k'mochim, even though it has k'mochim, which we'll see soon, means some white dots. The Rambam says, "V'yesh osrim lekadosh alav." There are those who ask for making kiddush on it. Eliyasanano tchila lahavir akmochem. You first have to send it through some kind of filter and get rid of the white dots, the kmochem, and then it would be okay. So the Mechaber said that you could make kiddush on wine that has the kmochem in it. Not only that, you could also make kiddush v'ayin shebeshulei hachavis. You could also make kiddush on wine that's on the bottom of the barrel, afal pi sheyesh bo shmurim, even though it has sediment mixed in it. V'ayin shachar, and red wine sometimes turns black, you can also make kiddush on black wine. V'ayin masok, and on sweet wine as well. V'ayin dereche chala v'tamei chamri, you can also make kiddush on wine that smells like vinegar, but tastes like wine. Mikomoko mitzvah livur yayin tov l'kaddish alav. Even though all these examples the Mechaber brings down, one is allowed to use these wines for Kiddush, but he ends off and he says, L'maisa, there is a special mitzvah to choose a good wine to make Kiddush on. These are not the best opportunities of using them for Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Zayin, K'mochem haynu nekudos levonos. Again, like we said, it's talking about white dots that you find on the top of the barrel. Avol im yesh olav krum lovon ein mekatshin olav. However, if it's not just white dots, it's a whole covering, it's a whole membrane of white, then already, says the Mishnah Berurah, you cannot make kiddush on it. V'kos aval yirabah dekeshehes yirah krum ein lahachmir. But once you remove this membrane of white, then you don't have to be machmir. Sivkot and ches, we said if the wine is masok, you're allowed to make kiddush on it. Midisosa mashma, from the fact that the mechaber is not machalik, it is mashma, that in either way it becomes sweet, it's okay. Beinshin is bashlu ha'anovim b'chama yoser midai. Whether it was the grapes that got over-ripened in the sun, and through the ripening of the grapes so much by the sun, the wine has become sweet. Or whether the wine is very sweet because of the fruit themselves. This wine is lower grade wine, it's pasul for libations. Even so, the Mechaber holds it is kosher l'kiddush. And look in the Biralocha. Sivkot and test, umikomoko mitzvah, lemaisen the Mechaber ended off and said, even though all these things are okay, it's a mitzvah livra yayin tov l'kaddish olav. Hainu, that means to say, after mekachin akol hani aflochatchiva, even although all these wines that we mentioned in the sif are mutter for kiddush lachatchiva, mikomoko mitzvah and amuvchah livra yayin tov. Still, there is an extra mitzvah, a mitzvah and amuvchah, to choose a good wine. Ve'al kein tov shaluikach mistam yayin shabamartif lekiddush ad shiyira mitchila im einam okulkul. Therefore, it's good that one should not take stam wine from a wine cellar for kiddush until he sees from the beginning that it's not messed up in any of these ways. We want to do the mitzvah the best possible way. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Hashem with Sivda.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.